Every time you buy a new tire in Georgia, the state collects a $1 fee. Now, that money is supposed to go toward environmental programs like cleaning up old tires that have been dumped illegally. But instead, the money is going into the Georgia government's general fund. And as WABE's Johnny Kaufman reports, critics are calling that a scam of the taxpayers.
At Motor City South in East Atlanta, a mechanic tightens a car tire. In the past decade, Georgia raised nearly $70 million from new tire fees, but only one-third actually went to tire cleanup and environmental protection. Mike Bland says lawmakers should be more transparent about how the money's really spent. He's the owner of Motor City South.
I do run a small business, and if I misappropriate funds here, I'm in trouble.
In other words, if Bland charges a customer $100 for a tune-up, he can't just change some spark plugs and keep the difference. Bland says if the new tire fee went away, he could pass the savings to customers or even pay his employees more. Bland says he spends his own money fighting illegal tire dumping, the same problem the fee was intended to fix. He says there are fewer dumped tires in the neighborhood than there used to be.
But you need only go a couple miles down the road to see the proliferation of tires.
Like over here in West Atlanta, where it only takes Jason Olseth about 15 minutes to spot a big pile of tires near Proctor Creek.
Looks like we got a few dumped right here along the banks of the creek.
Olseth is the Chattahoochee Riverkeeper. The pile is in the back of an overgrown, empty lot around Bankhead.
I mean, we've got probably 75, 80 tires right here just that we can see. And looks like they've been dumping here for a while.
One tire even has a 30-foot tree growing through it. Olseth says recycling tires is costly for garages and disposal companies. Dumping them is a quick, easy, and illegal way to increase profits.
And every one of these things is full of water. When they land on the side too, you don't get a lot of evaporation coming out of them.
Olseth says tire dumps can be breeding ground for disease-carrying mosquitoes. They can pollute streams and bring down property values nearby. In neglected neighborhoods, Olseth says tire dumping can make health and financial problems even worse for residents. He says if more of the tire fee money went to cleanup and dumping prevention, there would be fewer illegal tire piles. Whether that happens, though, is a decision made in the halls of the state capitol. It comes down to two guys who sit next to each other in the Georgia House. One is in charge of collecting the money, and one in charge of spending it. Representative Terry England heads the Committee on State Spending. He says lawmakers need the power to move money into the general fund. If they couldn't do that, England says during the Great Recession, there would have been even bigger cuts to things like education and police.
Are we more worried about taking care of tires dumped somewhere than we are kids having a teacher in a classroom? And that's kind of where the rubber meets the road, that's where it kind of comes down to.
But even after the recession, money from tire fees kept flowing into the general fund. Which brings us to England's buddy, Jay Powell. He heads the House Committee on Tax and Fee Collection. Powell says it's dishonest to tell people they're paying a fee for tire cleanup and then spending the money somewhere else.
I believe that we owe it to the public that if we say we're going to spend the money for a particular purpose, we ought to do it.
Back at the tire dump in Bankhead, the Riverkeeper Olseth says his organization can't afford to clean up the hundreds of tires in the community. It needs help.
The money was created by tires. So then that money should be spent on fixing the problems that tires cause to our environment and our general public safety.
So Olseth and other Riverkeepers are planning a protest. There'll be signs and speeches, sure, but also a replica of the state capitol built out of old tires. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.